Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So 24 hours ago, we were watching what was unfolding at UCLA in Los Angeles, California, watching a lot of clashing happening between the protesters and then the pro-Israel protesters, counter-protesters that came in. Right now, it looks like things are relatively quiet. However, we are awaiting a very possible police intervention by the LAPD to actually go in to the encampment and enforce the dispersal order that was given several hours ago. We're going to continue monitoring that as we move through the program this morning. And folks, we could be in for quite the event as we move through our morning program here. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's the number. Morning. We also want you to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's .com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and we've already got some direct messages coming in here this morning, so we'll get to those here in just a moment. But, of course, first, we are monitoring this situation happening at UCLA. As I mentioned last night, we saw a lot of people fighting, clashing, throwing objects at one another, beating each other with sticks or other poles, these kinds of things, or boards for that matter, really just coming to blows within the quad there at UCLA. This morning, everything looks a lot more thought out, at least in terms of the way the protesters have arranged their sheets of plywood. They are behind those sheets of plywood, I think primarily because they think the police will be coming in perhaps in short order, and they are trying to make the best barricade as possible. However, we understand that LAPD does have a lot of resources in that area. And so once again, we don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, whether it could be in the morning hours or the morning light, I should say, or if it could be happening overnight. Because right now on the West Coast, it is 11:08 p.m., so still early, comparatively speaking, from where it is on the East Coast, of course, 2:08 a.m. in the East right now. So once again, as I said, we'll continue to check this out as we go through the program. I do want to talk about, of course, what's happening on these college campuses. We're also going to talk a little bit about the economy this morning. We had the Fed give some kind of indication. A lot of people are believing now that there could be a rate cut in the offing perhaps this year. The Dow, in fact, surged over 500 points after the Fed kind of gave that hint that at the next meeting time, the next time that they would make a move or not, that they would, in fact, have a rate cut. Some economists believe it's not going to happen anyway, maybe not until next year, but we will talk about that a little bit here on the program this morning. And just as a special public service, okay, as a public service and maybe just a little bit of encouragement, but not in the way that you might think, in other words, kind of encouragement to say, okay, well, if you're so unhappy with America, you're so unhappy with the whole thing, you're so unhappy with supporting Israel, because again, one of the quote demands of these protesters at UCLA and other campuses is that the campus divest itself completely of any investment into Israel because, you know, you don't want to support the genocidal maniacs of Israel. It goes something like that, right? And so this is one of those demands. But this caught my eye earlier. An Iran university offers scholarships to U.S. students expelled over Gaza war protests. See, you might have somewhere to go. The head of Shiraz University in Fars, in Iran, made the offer to students demonstrating against Israel's actions in its war against Hamas in Gaza, Iran state-owned outlet Press TV reports. One of Iran's most prestigious universities, one of the most prestigious ones, I guess, that they have, is offering scholarships to U.S. students who have been expelled for taking part in the pro-Palestinian, or as we like to call, anti-Israel protests. Mohammed Moazini, head of Shiraz University in Fars, made the offer to students, and again for the actions of its for the Israel's actions against Hamas. But last time I checked, Hamas started this. Hamas, you know, actually was the catalyst for this. My friends, on October the 6th of last year, there was a ceasefire in effect. Okay, a de facto ceasefire. Certainly all the accoutrements of a ceasefire was there. And now suddenly here came Hamas on October 7th. And they did everything in their power to break that that peace that existed at that time and set the world on fire and into motion into what we are seeing right now. And so, again, this is why it always kind of boggles my mind that the protesters are just, you know, we've got to stand against Israel. Well, stand against Hamas. Stand against Hamas. So Mohammed Moazini, again, the head of Shiraz University, said students and even professors who have been expelled or threatened with expulsion can continue their studies at Shiraz University. And I think that other universities in Shiraz, as well as Fars province, are also prepared to provide the conditions, he said, according to this news outlet. U.S. students have been facing arrest or dismissal from their colleges over actions in support of a ceasefire in Gaza, which many students also calling for universities to divest from companies that are supporting Israel. So I don't know, folks. I don't know. I mean, I've heard about, you know, taking a semester abroad. Yeah, that's right. This might be the ultimate semester abroad. Maybe one that you can never kind of, you can never go home, right? We got you, right? That's, you are so stupid as to come over here and do this. I'm telling you, folks, sometimes it's just staring you right in the face with this. All right, folks, stay right there. I don't warn with you. We are coming right back on this glorious Thursday morning.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I'm telling you that, again, these protests that we're seeing, you know, there's a question we're going to hear in just a moment here from the White House press briefing room. Basically, you know, does the president, does the White House anticipate these things kind of subsiding a little bit, you know, especially with this little thing called graduation coming up and where the president might go and give a commencement address, you know, and you'll hear here in just a moment, there's no crystal ball. Evidently, Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't have a crystal ball, I guess. That's what she said, or she doesn't have the ability to do that. And I would just like to say that, you know, you're supposed to have a crystal ball if you're the White House press briefing secretary, I would think. But at any rate, folks, you know, again, what we're seeing here is so far off the map as to where we should be in this country and to where the sentiments should be going that, again, we can't even get a radar fix on the whole thing. But once again, this coming to us here from ABC News, UCLA police declare the encampment an unlawful gathering. As we were mentioning in the intro earlier, protests have broken out at colleges and universities across the country in connection with the war in Gaza. Let's see here. Many of the pro-Palestinian protests are calling for their colleges, as we mentioned, to divest of funds from Israeli military operation, while some Jewish students on campus have called the protests anti-Semitic and said they are scared for their safety. I wonder why. See, it's completely understandable. UCLA's public safety department said in an alert on Wednesday night that all on-campus classes were required to pivot to remote through the end of the week. The announcement comes after overnight protests turned violent, including 15 including injuring 15 and sending one person to the hospital, university officials confirmed. So now, of course, UCLA police have declared the encampment an unlawful gathering. They have ordered the demonstrators to leave, and that's one of the things, as we said, we are monitoring here this morning for sure. But once again, you know, one wonders how, you know, many of these young people even get to this place. And, of course, you know, and I think it opens up the whole can of worms about what's being taught on campus, the feeling, the attitude, all of these kinds of almost, you know, alien philosophies that have literally taken hold. And, you know, it's not, it's one thing to understand, you know, the different philosophies or the different, you know, motivations or the proclivities of different groups. And that's one of the things, that's how we learned how to actually combat those things too. But it's something entirely different to really see just how far slanted, how far over all of this has gone in order to produce these kinds of, the intensity of these kinds of protests. I really do think that it's time to reevaluate. And just as these students are calling for divestment in Israel, which is their particular demand, as it were, I think you're going to see that there's going to be a lot of review, shall we say, by donors, especially those who kind of see what's happening here, see the light of day, and they're going to say to themselves, do I really want to continue these endowments, or do I really want to continue gifts that I give to these universities without there being some kind of a reckoning here? You know, everybody's all fine for free speech. It's all fine for that. But again, when you have a particular agenda, and especially when that agenda seems to be clearly anti-Semitic, you know, in other words, somebody who happens to be Jewish is now, at least in the eyes of these protesters, having to pay the price for the thing that they are upset about. I don't see them looking out for any Hamas members. If anything, they're saying things like, well, we are Hamas. And again, that's incredibly, incredibly scary, isn't it, folks? All right, a new poll, this from Breitbart, a vast majority of Americans, of respondents, I should say, in a YouGov economist poll, believe that President Joe Biden's America is, and I quote, out of control. The poll, published Wednesday, asked 1,755 Americans whether they felt things in the country these days are under control or out of control. You know, I can hear the pollster now. And when you see these protests on campus and they're getting violent, do you feel more in control or do you feel more out of control or about the same? You know, let's see. When you see Joe Biden, not able to handle anything that's happening in the world at this time, do you feel more in control? Do you feel like things are more out of control? Or do you think they're about the same, right? I can just hear it now. But an overwhelming majority of 68% believe things are out of control, with a mere 16% that think things are under control. And I'm here to tell you, now, some of those 16%, if not all of them, they're watching other networks, so they're listening to certain voices. And I think we kind of can, you know, we can derive who that might be or what that might be. And they're sitting there perhaps thinking, no, this is, it's all good. You know, we're finally getting after Israel. We're finally chipping away at some kind of ridiculous, monolithic support for Israel. Oh, my goodness, it's a great day, say the 16%, right? It comes as widespread anti-Israel protests consume college campuses, as the economy is still reeling from a 40-year high inflation, and as an illegal immigration crisis persists at the U.S. southern border. 16% have no worries about this. 16%, my friends, are not stressed. Or maybe they're stressed. Maybe the only thing that stresses them out is the possibility that Donald Trump could be reelected, because then we know our democracy is going to be stolen away by Donald Trump. See, in other words, I'm just trying to make it all make sense from their weird sort of twisted perception of things. But that's, I think, exactly what's going on in some of these conversations. This is what's going on in their thinking process. You know, and then you have various administration officials come out and say things like, well, you know, our economy really needs all these illegal aliens to come in. If we didn't have all these illegal aliens, it would be really bad, and this kind of thing. And some people, the 16%, we didn't call them the 16ers. Maybe we'll do that. We'll just call them the 16ers. The 16ers are the ones that say, yeah, this all makes sense. We should have more illegal immigration, because that would make our economy even stronger. It would make things even better, right? A survey found that more Democrats believe things are out of control, 48%, than are under control, 31%, in the United States. Just 5% did not have an opinion, and that's, I guess, okay. I don't know. Maybe it's for the better. They may just stay home on election day anyway. 70% of independents believe the country is out of control. That's key. That's very, very key. Independent voters have always been a major consequence in the elections between the two big parties, the two traditional parties in the United States. But at a time like this, when things have really absolutely gone to seed, when we're watching these things happen before our eyes in real time, when the threat matrix is grander than perhaps even before 9/11, this is a big deal. And I'm not going to say what Joe Biden said. I'm just not going to do it. No matter what, I'm just not going to say it. But in all seriousness, it is a big deal, right? And so if you got independent voters out there believing the country's out of control, 90% of Republicans do, 11% of independents say the country is under control. Majorities across all sub-demographics of race, gender, age, and income think it is out of control. Now, my friends, that's exactly the kind of thing, at least politically, in terms of the election season that we're in, you might call that a perfect storm for the opposition party. But as we pointed out so many times on this broadcast, when you're dealing with the messaging and you're dealing with a lot of the sort of sleight of hand that goes on that Democrats arguably are very good at, it still makes things an uphill climb. But a perfect storm, it truly is, and can be capitalized on at this point, because we got to set things right. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. The information comes from the Mount Horeb area school district west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A full moon is a complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gas tools. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
We've answered that a lot. We've can't live on the moon and especially made habit. But it's not made of gases. So, and as a public service, because, you know, this stuff gets around, it goes viral. You know, you're not just those high school kids that were there that day of the eclipse when Sheila Jackson Lee was telling them the special nature of the moon, the sun, and how the eclipse works. You know, we just want to try to set the record straight, you know, because as I said, this stuff goes viral. It's like, who is it? Representative, was it Hank Johnson? We got a message about this the other day, right? Who was afraid Guam was going to tip over if you put too much stuff on it. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is why programs like this are so important. We have to set the record straight. Talking about setting the record straight, by the way, welcome back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We'll talk about setting the record straight. Let's listen to Donald Trump, who's rallying Wisconsin on Wednesday, where he was talking about the Biden economy versus the Trump economy, job creation, and the jobs, quote-unquote, numbers that the Biden administration, the Biden campaign love to use. Let's listen in to former President Donald Trump.
The Biden job numbers are fake. He's counting people coming back from work. Remember, when we had the pandemic, people left. And they say, come back in 2 months, 3 months, when this thing goes away, come back. He got those numbers, and he tries to add them on. You call them, you know what they call them, part-time. They call them fake numbers. They call them bounce-back numbers. You know, it's a bounce-back, automatic. If this young gentleman right in front of me were president, he'd have a bounce-back. They'd say, oh, they were just our numbers. It's an important thing to know. But a lot of the numbers on that just came out on immigration and on employment were illegal immigrants. Almost all of the numbers were from illegal immigrants. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? The illegal immigration that being taken care of better than the people that have been in the country that are desperate for jobs. But when I'm in the White House, the Biden economic bust will quickly be replaced with the Trump economic boom. We're going to replace it. We'll replace it quickly. When I left office, we handed Crooked Joe the fastest economic recovery. It was the fastest recovery, think of this, economically, ever recorded. The stock market was at a record high. The price of gasoline was $2 and even less than that a gallon. Think of that. We had periods of time where it was $1.57, $1.87. How does that sound to you? But under $2 a gallon, the 30-year mortgage rate was at a record low, the lowest ever recorded, $2. Think of this, 2.65%. That's what your mortgage rates were. Now you can't get a mortgage. If you want to pay 8 or 9%, you still can't get them. And we had no inflation. We had no inflation. We had the greatest economy in history. This is everybody said. This isn't me. This is everybody.
All right. Very, 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 very good comments right there. Very substantive, you know, explanation of what's happening because President Trump is describing exactly what had been going on and what is right now. And also incumbent in that. See the word I use there, incumbent. He might just be an incumbent again. But incumbent upon that, of course, is the notion that you can get there again, that we can make that happen again. And if it happens again, it's not just for a particular group. It's not for one income level. It is going to be for everybody. The rising tide lifts all the boats. And this is very simple stuff. This is why, in my opinion, my friends, this is why conservatism and conservative values, conservative viewpoints seem to operate the best. Because you don't have to come up with convoluted explanations about things. You don't have to try to convince people that the economy is good because this number and that number are there. We can all see how the economy is doing. We all understand how it's affecting us. We get it. We get the impact of it. It's when far left Democrat Party elite come along, they want to make sure that you are simply confused by everything that's happening and confuse you into believing, well, maybe I just haven't really thought this through. I mean, maybe it's really all for the best. I'm actually doing better than I thought, even though I can't afford groceries. I can't afford the groceries I used to buy. And when I buy things, it's already got the shrinkflation thing happening. So everything's better. See, again, so this is why I'm so important of what Donald Trump is talking about. Now, astute listeners to the program know that every once in a while I love to tell the story about who flew across the Atlantic Ocean first. And, of course, we all know that was Charles Lindbergh, right? He flew across the Atlantic Ocean, proved it could be done. And then people started flying across the Atlantic Ocean. Well, Donald Trump is sort of in this metaphor, he's the Lindbergh. He's Charles Lindbergh. He proved that you could do these kinds of things and really make the economy go. And, of course, you know, we've had other Republican presidents. We've had other booms in the economy and so forth. But for sake of argument and for my example, the things that Donald Trump was saying in the campaign, you know, that, hey, we're going to be able to make this better. I'm going to deal with China from a position of strength. We're going to have better trade relations. You know, we're going to lower taxes. We're going to get things going. We're going to make this. We're going to bring fuel to this engine. And this engine is going to drive us farther than we could ever think or imagine. You know, or how about this? We're going to add this rocket fuel in, and the rocket's going to take us higher than we ever possibly imagined we could really go. And then here comes the Biden administration and says, nope, all this stuff about getting on a rocket ship or driving far or you know, rising tides, lifting all the boats. It's not a climate change tide, by the way. It's a regular tide lifting the boats. But Biden administration comes along and says, nope, this isn't happening, because this truly empowers the individual way, way, way too much, especially people who traditionally vote Democrat. And we can't have them looking up to Donald Trump. We can't have them thanking Donald Trump. We can't have them saying to themselves, we don't need these Democrats to perennially tell us they're fighting for us when nothing ever changes. And then they come back and tell us they're fighting for us again. If you notice, there's just a big variation of that going on right now vis-a-vis Donald Trump. We're fighting against Donald Trump because Donald Trump's going to take the democracy, and he's going to take all of your rights away, too, by the way. James Carville is super up in arms about things, and especially at younger people, and we'll tell you about that. There's some choice quotes, one of which we can't read on the radio, that's for sure, so we won't do that. Don't worry. We're not going to do it. But, again, Donald Trump was able to prove that these things could be done. And he not only proved it or reiterated it to so many who already kind of were going down that road, but he was able to prove it to different groups, as I said, that traditionally vote Democrat and would perhaps not be open to ever voting for a Republican or seeing that the poll or voting for somebody who's going to have some radically different policies, but his radically different policies showed some radical improvement. That's important. That's key. Who was the second person to fly across the Atlantic? I always ask this question, right? Because it just puts everything in context. Because everybody started doing it. In other words, it was doable. It was no longer this barrier. Oh, we can never do that. We can never have a great economy. We can never have the rising tide lifting all the boats. What are you talking about? Everybody prospering? What? That's not America. America is, you know, clashing and all this kind of thing and class envy and here comes Obama, the Wall Street fat cats and creating animosity. No, and I'm here to tell you that's not what America's about. In fact, what Donald Trump was doing was a much greater demonstration of what America is all about. By the way, the second person to fly the Atlantic Ocean is named Clarence Duncan Chamberlain. Second person to fly a fixed-wing aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean. And the list is endless after that. But one person has to show it can be done and show that vision. And folks, it's doable. Trust me on this. Stay right there. I'll warn you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Thursday edition. We've got a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. And we got some great requests this morning as well as we make our way through the program. And don't forget, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. And we're going to be talking with him at the bottom of hour number four, which is about 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you can stick around for that, I sure hope that you can. We talk with them every Thursday, and it's always very, very informative and also a lot of fun. And also, talking about having a lot of fun, we got a great caller lined up here on the program here. We got Tony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Tony, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Kyle, and thank you.
Sure.
The Democrats want to turn little girls into little boys and little boys into little girls. They sound a lot like Dr. Joseph Mengele at Auschwitz.
Yeah, it's definitely a very strange kind of a thing. Absolutely. Yes. It's a very strange thing. It's a manipulation that doesn't seem, you know, it's especially, you know, we're talking about children, too, at this point, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mengele was along the same lines, changing this, that. Experimenting on people. That's what it is. That's an experiment on people. Changing little boys into... How do they do that? Why would you think of doing that? Changing little boys into little girls and little girls into little boys. What would come over you to do that? To endorse that?
Yeah, it's unfathomable. It's not part of our mindset at all. It's completely alien.
That's correct, Kyle. Yeah. It's completely alien. And thank you very much, man.
Hey,
for checking me out.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it very, very much. Have a great morning. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. Yeah, you know, that is, you know, I guess in our society, the people that are grown adults, they have the ability to kind of do whatever they want to do to a great degree. But especially when it comes to kids, this is where I think a lot of this uproar is coming from, and rightly so. You know, we don't let kids make all kinds of different decisions, right? We don't toss the car keys to our 7-year-old or to your 12-year-old. You don't tell them to go and make big decisions for you or for themselves. That's why they're called minor children, and we're supposed to help them. We're supposed to guide them, right? That's exactly what we're supposed to do. All right, we got another caller coming in here. We got John in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I wanted to add something to what you were sharing earlier in your segment about the students and the faculty, if they're removed from the campuses and schools here,
right?
That they could go abroad. Well, can I?
Yeah, they can go to Iran. That's right.
Yeah, they can go abroad. Can I make a suggestion? Is there an attribution to send them there?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
You know, in all seriousness, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could bus them there? Unfortunately, but you know, I'll contribute the first few bucks.
Right. We'll get the ball rolling.
I'm happy to do it. You know, I was watching a segment that I forgot exactly who or where, but they were saying how the protests were like the Vietnamese protests when they protested on the campuses of the Vietnam War. You know, my first thought was, in the Vietnam War, they were sending 18, 19, 20-year-old Americans to Southeast Asia to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I can understand if you're born here and you live here and the government wants to send you there to fight, you know, I'd be a little upset, too, and maybe protest. But nobody's sending these people over to Iran or, you know, to fight. So the protest is nowhere near comparable to the Vietnam War. So I don't know. But I'd be happy to contribute if you'd like to start a fundraiser to get them out of there and such.
Well, no, I agree. I was saying last night as well that, you know, when you see these the protesters take over things like Hamilton Hall and you have some media analysts and so forth saying, oh, this is just like Vietnam. It's the same kind of thing. I don't think it's the same kind of thing. I'm with you. I don't think it's the same at all. You know, they're actually, I mean, and by the way, if they would really go to Iran to finish out school or whatever, well, at least they'd be in a country where they don't support Israel and they're divested of all interest in Israel. In fact, they shoot drones at Israel. Maybe they would finally be happy. I don't know.
Correct. Also, if you've ever noticed, the element of those people are basically the people that are being slaughtered over there. Their own citizens, you know, the whole ideology of the gays, the lesbians, the mentally incompetent, they'd slaughter them all. And that's beyond fathom that they would even not realize what, you know, we have dumbed down this country. Kyle, we could talk forever. We have dumbed down this country. And another problem, Sheila Jackson Lee talking about the moon and Liz Cheney and you know, Maxine Waters. Have you ever seen their constituents? I mean, it's like Joe Biden will tell you, he's going to Tehran, and he'll make a comment about it, and he's talking about a completely different place in the world. And unless you have common sense to know what he's saying is false, you believe these people.
Right.
So,
I hear
anyway,
you.
It's always good to talk to you. And listen, give me an address and I'll make the first contribution.
All right. I appreciate it, John. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. Well, take care. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Always a pleasure to talk with him. Yeah, you know, and what he's mentioning, in case you're just joining us, is earlier in the program, this from Daily Express. An Iran university is offering scholarships to U.S. students expelled over Gaza war protests. So they're saying, hey, you know, you can, if you're a student or if you're a professor, if you've been expelled or threatened with expulsion, they can continue their studies at Shiraz University. I don't know. I guess we're giving them a free plug. You know, that is, protesters, if you just, you're just anti-Israel and you just don't want to live in America anymore, well, just, you know, head on over to Shiraz University. Evidently, they'll welcome you with the open arms, but, you know, you may find that this is not what you think it is. You want to maybe go to a country where they're finally aligning with your values about being anti-Israel and anti-Semitic and down with the Jews and this kind of thing. And you may find, just as John was saying, John in Sarasota, very, very perceptive, because you may find that they don't like you, that they don't like your, you know, proclivities or the things that that are valuable to you. They may find that those things have to be, right? And so it's much better. It's much better to live in freedom than it ever is to live in the kind of place that the Iranian mullahs or the Hamas terrorists would promote and say, this is the best thing to be. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to head out to the top of the hour. We ran out of time here to play a song this hour, but we'll do one of the requests next hour for sure. But we always love to take callers as well and always want to get them on the air if we can. And so, folks, stay right there because the top of the hour news is coming right up. We'll get updated on everything. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about everything. We'll continue telling you about what's happening on campus. We'll tell you what James Carville said when he lashed out at the younger voters, by the way. And again, one of his statements, so we can't read on the radio. So, you know, we want to just, you know, keep everything on an even keel as far as that is concerned. And also, we'll also tell you more about what's going on possibly with interest rates and the economy. All that and much more. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there as we go through the overnight hours.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.